Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's happening?
Oh,
this is a
two
big party, man.
Yeah,
I can dig it.
Right on.
Mother, mother, there's too many of you crying. Brother, 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 there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Yeah. Father, father, we don't need to escalate. You see, war is not the answer, for only love can conquer hate.
You know we've got to find a way
to bring some love and kiss here today. Oh, picket lines and picket signs. Punish me with brutality. Talk to me so you can see. Simply cause our hair is long.
Oh, you know we've got to find a way.
Bring some understanding here today. Oh, oh, oh. Take it back and take it back. Don't punish me for brutality. Come on, talk to me. You can't speak. What's going on? Yeah, what's going on? Tell me what's going on. I'll tell you what's going on.
Right, right on. Right on.
Shalom, shalom, everyone. How are you doing today on this wonderful first day of the week? I'm glad to be here. I hope all is well with everyone. It's another Sunday that we're here. That's a blessing. All praises be to the Most High Yah. And I hope everybody is enjoying their time to rest, because this is the day to rest. We rested yesterday, but just, some people had to work, and I know you guys did, but Just glad to be among the land of the living. I had some stuff here that I need you to do something for me today. I came across something today that was just heartbreaking. And I'm kind of waiting until everybody gets on here, you know, because it's just terrible. I don't even know what to say. You know, sometimes when you've been through a lot. You just don't know what to say anymore, but we're just going to pray. We're going to continue to pray and hope for the best. It's just a terrible, it's terrible. That's all I can say. Let me see if I can pull it up. Hold on, you guys. I'm getting it up. Let me see what we got. Here we go. I got it right here. I pulled it up. All praises be to the Most High. We got to pray for this girl and her husband and their family, period. I mean, we really got to pray for them. When I found this, I was so upset. It's already happened. It's just a lot going on. Let me see which one I want to do. Here we go. We're just going to do this one. And I play this one here. Here we go, you guys. Check it out.
My daughter said she was trying to give me a break. I don't need a break.
The Coast Guard is still looking for three kids who fell into the Mississippi River yesterday. Good evening, and thank you for joining us. I'm Erica Ferrando. Heartbroken family members watched the search from the levee. Sam Winstrom was there, and he found out what happened right before the tragedy.
Brandy Wilson said she wanted to give her mother a break Saturday afternoon. She offered to take her little sister, Allie Wilson, out to the park along the levee in Algiers with her 15-year-old boyfriend and 5-year-old brother. It was the first time Brandy's mother let her go out on her own. Sadly, her daughters never returned home.
I need my kids. They know I need them. My daughter said she was trying to give me a break. I don't need a break. I need my children.
Octavia Wilson said her 14-year-old daughter fell into the Mississippi River, and then Brandy's boyfriend and her sister Allie went in after her. All three of them were pulled into the current, leaving Brandy's 5-year-old brother alone to call for help.
My baby said, Mama, we can't go to the pub no more because my sister's still in the pool. I just need my children. I just need them. I just need my children.
On Sunday, family and friends came together on the levee, watching the search and waiting for an update from the Coast Guard. A Coast Guard dive team joined the rescue efforts, but so far, none of the children have been found. The girl's family has given up hope that they'll be found alive. They're just hoping they can give them a proper burial.
I know that they're not breathing in that water. I just hope that they could get their bodies up on that one part so we could do the proper things to give them a proper service. That's the only hope we have.
For now, all they can do is wait and hope that their children will be found. Sam Winstrom, Eyewitness News.
You know what? It's so much stuff going on. This has already happened. This happened a while ago. And I just ran upon it today. You know, we just have to continue to pray. We have to really begin to pray for our people, our nation, you know, because we're going through a lot. I mean, that's a lot to go through. You've lost two of your children, and then her little boyfriend was with him, and then he's gone. I just cannot imagine. And it's touched so many people's hearts. You know, because it brought tears in my eyes when I was watching it. I'm like, oh, my God. You know, they said once the Coast Guard got finished looking, other diver teams went out there to try to find them. You know, and I was like, wow. That's just a lot going on. You know, it's just a lot going on. People are going through so much, and we just don't even realize, you know, what people, she lost two of her children in the current. You know, it's just a lot. Let me see if this is an updated one. I'm going to play this, and then I'm going to open up the mic.
Search and recovery efforts for three missing kids. And new today, leaders offered condolences, and the New Orleans City Council passed a resolution to make the riverbank in Algiers safer. The resolution seeks to find the agency that is responsible for that area. WDSC News reporter Shay O'Connor joins us live from the West Bank with details on how this tragedy is moving so many people, Shay, to come and comfort this family.
That is right, Stella. It's been nearly 5 days and the bodies have yet to be found. Now, NOPD and the United Cajun Navy, they were actually out earlier during recovery efforts, and, I mean, they called off for tonight, but we'll be back tomorrow. But meanwhile, when it comes to community support, a tremendous effort. So many who say they know exactly what the families are going through.
Allie, Kevin, Allie. Bring them. It's on.
We, as a community, we're going to stick together. Bring them home.
Alan Berry holding back tears Wednesday as the fourth full day of the search for his two daughters, 8-year-old Allie and 14-year-old Brandy Wilson, came to a close. The two girls and their friend, 15-year-old Kevin Poole, went into the river Saturday night. After one of the girls slipped, the other two tried to save her days later, and their bodies have yet to be recovered, forcing community leaders to step forward and show support. The mayor also responding to the tragic situation.
Just like that Mississippi River runs through the city of New Orleans, this tragedy is running through each and every New Orleanian.
And those New Orleanians came out to show support in hopes the family will find closure.
So to see this family battling the same thing I battled a year ago, and to hear them cry out for help, to hear them pleading for people to come help them, it just brought back memories.
Tima Hatch knows the pain all too well. Her son, 14-year-old Charles Cooper III, died just last January after he jumped into the lake in New Orleans East. His body was eventually recovered.
So I was one of those lucky ones to have my son battle that water for 5 days, and I was able to give a proper burial. I was able to say I recovered my son, but who's to say that this same family gonna get the same, you know, closure that I got? And that's what makes it harder for me.
Just in the parking lot, Aron Simmons preparing food for family, friends, and other community members to show his support. His two 13-year-olds drowned in the water on the levee back in 2011, eventually found on his birthday, April 28th. Simmons says Alan Berry was there for him through it all.
For me, it was like almost 14 days, and he was there with me almost every day. When I looked up, I seen him. So that's why I'm out here. And I'm just trying to make sure everybody eat and everybody stay hydrated.
NOPD and United Cajun Navy were out again all day Wednesday, even though the U.S. Coast Guard suspended its search on Sunday. Todd Terrell says it's never easy, but they want to provide peace to the family.
You got to understand, these departments are doing as good of a job as they can with the resources they have.
For the family and everyone who came out, they'll be back bright and early Thursday. They want to bring the kids back home to have proper burials.
Now tomorrow, the U.S. or the United Cajun Navy, along with NOPD, as well as Jefferson Parish officials, they'll be back out to resume the search at 9 a.m. Now the Cajun Navy is asking for community members to come on out and join in the search along this stretch. And of course, you can stay with WDSU for the latest updates. Reporting live from the West Bank, Shay O'Connor, WDSU News.
All right, switch you guys. That's it. I just wanted to share that with you. Whew, Lord have mercy. Lord, I don't even know. I mean, you know, we just going through a lot. That just touched my heart. I tried not to cry. I'm like, oh, my gosh. I can't imagine, you know. And it has to be something done to be able to keep people from, you know, going into that water like that, you know, because people don't realize how strong those currents are. You know, and the water, you know, it's just wow. And this ain't the first time, so we've heard that before. So, you know, please keep that family in your prayers. When we go before the Most High, you know, as of yet, I don't think they found the bodies as of yet, you know, but we just going to pray that, you know, the bodies do surface so that they can bury their children, you know, and they just not lost, you know. So just continue to hold them up in your prayers. There's just so much stuff going on everywhere, all over the place. You know, it's just crazy stuff. And I want to share that with you because we can't never stop praying. You know, as much as we make a list, the list is just getting longer and longer and longer. You know, it's always something. And, you know, that's what I tell my children. Watch your babies. You know, you can't be with them 24/7, but watch your children. You just have to, because they just don't really understand the danger sometimes that they face. You know, you got to watch your babies because, you know, that's what we have. That's all we have. You know, we just got to watch them. Take care of them. Keep them safe so they can grow up to be adults. You know, we just got to pray. It's just always something. It's never a dull moment. It just ain't. So I just wanted to share that with you. You know, moving on, you know, the class yesterday was absolutely excellent. I got some feedback on it. Some people said they really, really enjoyed it. You know, I didn't even ask y'all if you could hear me. I'm just going along. If anybody heard me, please push one, somebody. You know, I ain't going to call on you. I just want to make sure, you know, that you can hear me. Thank you so much. You know, yes, it's rough. Woo! It's rough. Man, oh, man, oh, man. You try not to cry. You really do. You be like, oh, my goodness. You know, because you never know. You never know. You really never know what is going on. You really never know. You know, but guess what? We each day that we live, we're getting closer to the Most High coming to get his children. We're getting closer. I know I say that all the time, but we're getting closer. Each day we go to sleep, we waking up, we're getting closer. Most High said he coming, I believe him. I don't have no other choice. I can't believe in nobody but him. And I don't have no other choice. I just really don't. All praises be to his high and holy name. So, again, you know, we don't pick topics on Sunday. We don't do that. We just let everybody kind of make the topics up the way we do, and we go for what we know, you know. Because everybody got something that we need to discuss. So I just wanted to, anybody want to talk about anything, please feel free to push one. You know, if you want to talk about the class yesterday, because, you know, we didn't put that on the internet. We don't put all of our classes on the internet, you know, because some things are just not for everybody. Just want to, you know, make sure that everybody knows that, you know, they be like, well, why come down and put them on? We don't put everything on the internet. We just don't do it. We don't put everything up there. We let the Most High, you know, lead us how he leads us, and we do what we do. But we don't put everything on the internet because we don't want you to know everything, honestly. Just to bring it out like that, the real talk. I seen a video the other day, yesterday, about Mount Sinai. You know, now everybody is climbing Mount Sinai in Saudi Arabia. You know, now we already had the one family that went up there. And, you know, they climbed it and everything. So now everybody's confirming, you know, that Mount Sinai is in Saudi Arabia, which is a beautiful thing. You know, I can't say nothing. You know, but it seems like that people are really beginning to pay attention. You know, I hear them saying certain things. What did I hear them say on that YouTube video yesterday? They said something. What was it that he said? What did he say? He said something to, he said that he made a comment yesterday on the video that the 70 elders went up on Mount Sinai and had lunch with the Most High. That's what he said. And I'm like, really? He's like, this is the area where they actually climbed Mount Sinai and they went up. The Most High unctioned them to come up with Moshe and Joshua, and this is where they actually had lunch with the Most High, but he didn't lay his hands on nobody. And I'm like, really? You know, so, you know, what? I just want you guys to know that our work is not in vain. It's not in vain. You know, we may think that nobody's listening, but people listening. They are, they really are, they listening. You know, not just to us, I'm not saying that we hold the key to everything, but they listening to Israel, period. And it's very interesting to hear, you know, people make videos like that. Yeah, he climbed up on the mountain, they climbed up on the thing where the rock was that was split down the middle, and they said it's massive. They said it's 50 feet high, that rock, you know, and everything, which we have seen that before. You know, it wasn't anything new for us, but, you know, I guess they had to verify it. And, you know, people are already going in there now, vandalizing the hieroglyphics or whatever you want to call it that the Israelites put on the rocks and different things like that. So, you know, they already have access to it. I don't know if they're going to lock it off now, but somebody's trying to scrape that off. So, you know, it is what it is. It just amazes me how the world just refuses to accept it. But I guess it's like what we read yesterday. You know, when you understand the dynamics of this all and how, you know, the population of the world works and how things work in the world, it changes your whole idea about everything in life. So I can get it. You know, once you get past the fantasy of everybody ain't going to be rich and everybody ain't going to have TMZ following them around taking pictures because they so beautiful and, you know, it's all about me, then you have to be, you know, realistic about what life is all about. And when you get it and you understand it's just a certain group of people that have that going on for the sake of everybody else watching them, it changes a lot of things. It does. It really does. It makes life become real. You know, so we have to keep that in our minds and, you know, do what we need to do so we can be healthy and whole. You know, and now we're beginning to pay attention, and it's like, that's interesting. You know, but we'll get there. We're going to get there by His grace. We are definitely going to get there by His grace. So if anybody want to talk about the class yesterday or want to talk about anything, please feel free to push one. You know, because like I said, those days when we don't put stuff on the internet like that, those are the days that we really get into it. And I think yesterday we really got into it, you know, and it was good. I think it was really, really good. And like I said, we haven't scratched the surface. Mm-mm. We really haven't scratched the surface. You know, we really haven't. So, you know, we have to really be able to break that thing down. But it's something. I'm telling you, when you get to know this Elohim, when you really get to know Yah, and I thank Him for that word. I mean, everybody's been trying to tear that Bible down. Well, it's been tampered with. And it might have. But it's so much rich stuff up in that word. There's so much rich stuff up in that word that you can get enough out of it to know who He is. It's rich. Like I said, some of the things that we've read, people have come to me and said, I've been reading this Bible for 50 years, and I ain't never seen this before. He hiding stuff in plain sight, and He reveals it when He see fit. You know, but like He told the disciples, it is given unto you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of Yah. He said, prophets have desired to know the things that you know, and they have not known. Kings have desired to know some of the things that you know, and they have not known. That's why we don't put everything on the internet. You ain't going to get it all. No. Because some people can't handle it all. They really can't handle it. You know, so we just don't put it all up there. But it's interesting when we do throw it out there for everybody to really start thinking about it and giving it some serious thought. You know, it's a powerful thing. You know, because in order before we can work in His power, you got to know Him. You got to know what you're dealing with. You know. So I think it's fascinating. So anybody want to push one? I don't want to keep talking to myself. I really don't want to keep talking to myself. I don't mind talking, but y'all will be like, okay, Yanni, you talking too much. Which I can stop talking. Hold on. Area code 478, your mic is open, and you're on the air.
Yes, I want to say that was a very, very good class. I know I was quiet, didn't say much. But I was listening and absorbing and trying to, and I was thinking about that class all night. I mean, there's so, and you're right, it's right there in plain sight. The stuff that you're referring to is in plain sight. We just didn't see it at the time. I mean, it makes you think, makes you think a lot. You know, all this stuff is predestined. All those people, all the people that are destined to go are already chosen. We just praying and hoping. That's what we are doing, that we are in that number.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
And they're activated at different times.
It seems like as soon as we think we got a grasp, that's the reason I don't say anything anymore, because as soon as you think you got a grasp, man, you learn something that just blow your way all over. Yeah, that's how it is. It just, and there was one other thing I want to bring up to you today. I don't know if you saw it, like last night. I saw it late last night. They arrested 31 white supremacists yesterday. 31 of them. You saw it?
Mm-hmm. I sure did.
They was in there. They was in that U-Haul, like they gonna come out of there like an armored personnel carrier. Yeah, I mean, it's just crazy. It's just, you know, of course they were targeting the LGBTQ whatever people, but it could have been some of our people.
Yeah, it could have been. It really could have been. This is the world we live in, you know, and the thing about it is this. This is how I look at it, you know. You may disagree with somebody's lifestyle or the way somebody's living, you know, because of what the Bible says or what it don't say. But all our responsibility is to tell people. Once you do that hands is off of it. It has nothing to do with you anymore. You know, once you do what he tells you to do, that's between that person and the Most High.
Yeah.
It is. And you know, you have to, and after you do that, you have to still show people love because all of us have gone through and been through something and did something that was wrong. It might not have been that, but it's something. And once somebody told you, you know, whether it was right or wrong, you have to take your hands off of it because we got our own stuff to work out, you know?
And
somebody decided to go with your background and see what's in your closet?
Yep, and that's so true. You know, we got to worry about ourselves, you know. I don't advocate going out, beating people up, killing people, and doing none of that stuff. And I don't necessarily agree with that particular lifestyle, but that's, you know, you tell them and you move on.
Yeah. I mean, you know, because I look at it like this. I don't agree with it either. You know, I don't agree with it. I don't validate it. I don't do anything. But I also understand that the Most High don't agree with a whole lot of stuff that we do. I'm not justifying what they do, right or wrong, but it's a whole lot of people out here that's whoring around. It's a whole lot of women that's whoring around. It's a whole lot of men that's whoring around with each other in Israel. They doing it in Israel. So, I mean, you know, all of it, when you really look at it, is wrong at the end of the day. Very few people today have morals.
You're right. Yeah,
if you
absolutely
do,
right about that.
Stand out.
I had a thought today, Yanni.
Go ahead. Mm-hmm.
I had a thought today. We just got back. We took a little trip, me and my family. We took a little trip down to the Okefenokee Swamp today, and took a little train ride and then looked around and stuff. And you know, I had this feeling come on me. I was looking at this really big alligator.
Oh, wow.
And I got this, feeling come over me there. I sit there and I thought about it, and I look at Sister Rachel. I thought, do you realize they used to take our babies and throw them out here for these bigger? And I was just looking at the size of this alligator.
Yeah.
And I was saying to myself, you really don't have a soul to do that to a child.
No.
I mean, maybe you know, when I saw it, that's what was on my mind.
Yeah. They used to put them in a cage. They used to steal them, and they would steal the babies away from playing outside around from their mothers. And they would put the babies in a cage, and they would throw the cage into the water attached to the stream. And then when the alligator smelt the baby, he would go to put his jaws around the cage, and they would draw the cage back up on the shore, and that's how they killed the alligator. But sometimes the alligators was able to get the babies out the cage, and they was never seen again.
Oh, I can understand why after looking at what I saw today. I mean, that was 14, 15-foot alligator, and I'm sitting there looking at the size of that thing, and I'm like, you really don't have a heart at all to throw a child out there like that.
Cold-blooded. Evil is real. Evil is real. It's real.
Yeah.
It really is. Now, everybody's not evil, but evil is real. It is. It really is. Really do, but one thing about it, our Elohim is real too.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, when you do stuff like that, he coming. That's why I always have to pray for myself, you know, keep my mind clear. You know, don't let those thoughts, because, you know, evil will creep up on you. Somebody do something to your family member. You'll have all kinds of thoughts running through your mind. You have to really cast them down, you know.
You're right.
Like, man, evil is real. I mean, real talk. Mm-hmm. You got to sit down and say, I'm not going to do this. Because if I do this, I'm going to prison. You know, I'm talking about me. You know, I'm like, don't do this, because if you do this, you're going to prison. I mean, you know, you got, and then the word has to play out in your mind. The Most High said, vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. Whatever's right, I'll pay. I have to do that to myself. You know what I'm saying? Vengeance is mine, saith the Most High. Whatever's right, I'll pay. And it calms me down, because you automatically want to protect your family.
You right. You do. That's just natural.
Yeah. And hurt somebody. And literally hurt somebody. But you gotta let him do it, you know. So yeah, it's evil is real. I think that's what the fear is, because they listen to us talk about how we've been punished for the things that our ancestors did. You know, we've been sitting here in this captivity because of what our ancestors did. And everybody always says, well, I didn't do that to y'all. You know, that wasn't me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's where that fear comes. Like, wait a minute, hold on now. I didn't do it. You know, my family, I remember who was one of the guys who used to be out all the time on YouTube. He was like, my family didn't have no slaves. Alex Jones. Alex Jones said that. He said, my family didn't have no slaves. You know, we didn't do that. You know, and it's like, you know, that's the whole thing. Like, we shouldn't have to pay for what they did. No. So, it's just rough. Yeah, but you're right.
Oh, yeah.
You cold-blooded, you can do that. You put a baby in there, a two-year-old, a one-year-old, you cold-blooded, That's some cold-blooded stuff right there, boy. And you could tell that for that particular time, it was more of those type of people. It's like the sis said for Uvalde, when we were talking about Uvalde and how those police officers was in the hallway of the school for an hour waiting for the... It's like she said, you know, they only called the specific ones that was able to stand there and do that.
Yeah.
Everybody wasn't called because they knew everybody wasn't going to do that. It was only a specific group that was actually called, if that's how it happened, to stand there and listen to that it wouldn't bother them. It's the same way with that. It was a specific group of people back then that did that without no emotion. You know, now you can kind of see where it's a lot of people that have leaned towards, you know, the emotional side to be like, no.
Right.
It's still evil, though. Some evil out there now. On both sides, black and white, and you know, other people. It's evil out there. It's out there. Tough. But we just have to continue to do what y'all say we do. But you say the alligator was big, huh?
Oh, gosh. Huge. No, a few of them, they have a little thing, you know, we were sitting out looking at them, and I was like, good Lord. I couldn't imagine, you know what I'm saying, something like that coming at me. And I wasn't too far from them then, but I was in a place where they couldn't get me, you know what I mean? And I was just looking at them, wow.
And you know what, I remember one time, it was on the news, that this baby, now this was a Caucasian baby, fell in the water with alligators, and everybody was so upset, and the baby ended up on the back. I don't know whether it was an alligator or a crocodile sleep, and crocodile, whatever it was, brought that baby to the shore and laid that baby in the grass. I said, now, you know that wasn't nobody but y'all.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, seriously. He was asleep on the back of the alligator's back, and the alligator brought it to the dirt and laid it on. I said, that wasn't nobody but the Most High, for real. You know, but Woo, Lord, have mercy. I mean, you know. I can't imagine. I couldn't do that.
I was looking at the size of this thing, and it's very easily a 2-year-old. Oh, that's a snack.
Dude. And where was you at now?
Okefenokee Swamp is like 20 minutes from where we live, and we decided to go out to the Okefenokee Swamp Park. Take a little train ride, look in there and see what's going on, blah, blah, you know. And it was nice just I saw all those gators. It was all right. I mean, the size of it is just huge.
Yeah, well, that's where they live. You know what I'm saying? That's the things that they do. That's where they live. They do live there. I'm glad that you guys enjoyed yourself. That's a place that I would probably skip, you know. I just no, thank you. I'd have to skip that one. No, that's a little too late. I just saw a clip not too long ago where these people was playing with some kind of game like a frisbee, and the guy would go into the swamp and recover the frisbee. And I guess this time he went in there and the alligator got him. He had chewed off like 3 of his limbs. And I'm like, oh, no, honey. No. And he got some. Well, I guess if it goes in here from now on, I'll just go and buy another one because they're only $20. I said, you think? You know. And you know, I hate to say this, but black people don't do that kind of stuff. They just don't.
No.
You know, they ain't going, not knowing I know I'm going to go in no swamp with no alligators to get nothing.
That was the difference I saw today because, you know, there's people that go down there and go to the park and ride around. Guess what? The black folks, we was on the train. we was on the little train thing, you know what it was saying. And all the white folks on that little bit of skinny boat out there in the water.
Oh, dude. I don't mean to be racist or nothing for y'all that's listening. Black people don't do that kind of. We do not do that. We just don't.
Oh,
you know.
All of us were on train. I mean, all the black folks they was on the little train thing.
I bet they were.
You know, you can't get up there and get us. So getting in that boat, no, it was too small for me.
They bump that boat over if they want to.
Yeah, they could because they were just as big. There was a couple of them almost as long as the boat.
Oh, no, honey, No. It ain't that serious.
No.
I don't know if it was Florida or somewhere where when the housing market hit the bubble, they found alligators in the swimming pool of some of those houses that was empty. And it's like, no, honey, no. Mm-mm.
That was Florida. That was Florida.
No, that is not my cup of tea. No. So I can understand that. I mean, I can understand how you would feel that way, and I do. I get it. I understand. Yeah, they did do them things. They did all that. You know, it's rough, but they did. So, yeah. Well, I'm glad you guys enjoyed yourself with that. I'd have to sit that one out. I couldn't do that. I watch them on TV and I've seen them at the zoo, but I don't want to be nowhere where I can see them up close. I just don't. They just too big. And they're ferocious looking. You know, it's just like, dude.
No, they're just sitting there looking at you. Looking at you like, yeah, you just fall over in here. Well, we'll take care of you. So I said,
Right. I ain't had no snacks in a while, no. And you are literally a them. You're a piece of meat.
Mm-mm. Yeah, that's it.
No,
you see how they're looking at you, like you're just a piece of meat. Like you fall over here if you want to.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You'll be like a chicken bone in the no, honey. That's just too much going on. We ain't going to be able to do that one. Mm-mm. Yeah. Yeah, black folks don't do that. They don't picnic on the area where they can come up and out. Mm-mm. Mm-mm. Not none. I'm anyway. Mm-mm. Mm-mm. No. And I remember, you guys can push one if you want to talk about something else, biblically based, but I remember I was watching one video where the alligator came up and swallowed the baby. This man came outside with a knife now, wrestled the alligator down, and cut that thing's stomach open and got his baby up out of there, and the baby lived. You hear me? I said, man. He said, not today, and he wasn't black either. He got that baby, he got his baby out of that thing's stomach. He did. I was like, man, that took some guts, boy. Woo! That took guts, but, you know, they people do that kind of stuff, I guess. I don't know.
Well, you know, what I saw today, big as it is, that what made me think about what I said about the gator bait and the babies. Because as big as it was, the biggest the head was, yeah, it probably could swallow a baby without a problem.
Yeah, without chewing it up. He swallowed that baby whole.
Yeah.
And that man saw him walk off and the baby was missing. He ran out there with a knife and he said, you have to know how to do it. He stabbed him somewhere and then flipped him over and opened that thing some up and pulled his son out of there. He said, not today. You ain't going to eat this one. So, I mean, I was like, wow, that's big. I mean, that's some gut for woo. That ain't no joke. I mean, that's when you down country, that's too much. But then, you know, they do it. They do it all day. So, I agree 100%. You know, that's why I'm a northern girl. I'm going to say right up here, I'll see him in the zoo. That's the No. Yes, sir. So anybody else want to push one and we can talk about whatever. So, Brother Yerushalayim, you enjoyed the class yesterday, huh?
Oh, my God, yes. I mean, like I said, the minute you know, I sit back and I really absorb the classes, but I just listen. And while you talking, I got my Bible flipping through that. And I'm sitting here going, yesterday I'm sitting there going, man, I don't know nothing. I really don't know a doggone thing, because every time you think you got a grasp of what's really going on, it goes further and further. Like, you know, when you're saying you could go deeper, I was one saying in my mind, I said, let me absorb this first before you go a little bit deeper, because
yes, sir.
It takes a while to get. Now, did I understand it? Yes, I got to understand exactly what you're saying. But it takes a while for us to actually absorb it. That's when everybody, like you said, when everybody get quiet, people are actually absorbing this and taking it in and trying to digest it. You know, we trying to eat it. But
yeah,
we got to take a little while to digest that kind of stuff. When you start getting into, and God forbid what we're going to hear, you know, in the next few weeks.
It makes you
get that hunger of what's coming for the next few weeks or what's going to be in the class the next few weeks.
Well, you know why I think it's so hard? Let me tell you why I think it's so hard. It's because of the way we've been taught. I heard this guy on his blog show say, God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. So let's get that out the way. And he said it with such confidence. He said, but right. People need to understand God is a spirit. And that is what the word says. He is. He is. He's a spirit being.
Mm-hmm.
They put that part on there. He's a spirit being. Because he can't just be a puff of smoke, because we were made in his likeness and in his image.
Right.
So he has to be a being. He's not a human being. Spirit being. being, but he's still a being nevertheless. And I think that that's where the confusion comes from, that we're dealing with a being. Because that was the hardest part for me when he revealed that unto me. I'm like, well, you got to be something off the charts to be a being and have that much intelligence to the point where, you know, there's no beginning and there's no end of you. I don't understand that. And I had to eventually leave that alone. I couldn't even, my mind was, it was about to blow a fuse. So I had to leave that alone. But that we're dealing with a being. He is all-knowing. He is supernatural. He is omnipresent. And all of those things all wrapped up into one.
That's what makes it so fearful, because you can't fathom that. I mean, I'm sitting here now, and I'm thinking about it now, and because we define being, we start looking at ourselves, and we are none of those things that you just said, and it's just hard for us to see a being with all those qualities you just said.
Yeah. That's something out of the, but because we can look at ourselves and say, we were made in his likeness and in his image. Man was made in his likeness and in his image. You know, that means that he's not a puff of smoke. And that's the hardest part for people to absorb, because I had to just leave it alone. I was like, I'm not going to ever understand that. I'm not going to ever understand how intelligent you are. I'm not going to ever understand that. I just left that alone. You know, because we have a beginning and an ending.
Yep. And he doesn't.
We know that. You know. We know where we started, and we know we're gonna end. And that's finite for us. We can determine, okay, you know, if I keep on living, I may get to be this age, or, you know, I know that my mother and father came together and I was conceived and I was born. You know, but you have a person who has never been born. He didn't have a mother and a father. He just is. You know.
Like, yeah.
You know, him had some conversations about that. I see you, Brother Uriah. You know, he just is. It just, and I'm like, I can't even begin to understand that you just are. You know, nobody can determine anything about where you came from or how you just exist. You know, and I just had to like.
But that goes into like what you were saying in class yesterday with that power. Yahweh, I had to leave so that she could come, because all that time, we don't understand that. We don't understand that kind of power. And both of them couldn't be on this plane at the same time, because, man.
Yes, indeed. No. John 16. Now, matter of fact, let me read it for you real quick. That's what he's talking about, John 16. He said, nevertheless, verse 7, he said, nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is expedient for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him, which we know is a her, unto you. You know, so, yeah, they couldn't exist. They couldn't coexist at the same time. That's basically what he's saying. We can't coexist in this realm at the same time. It's just way too much power.
Mm-hmm.
Woo! Boy. Man, oh man, oh man. See, that's the meat and potatoes of the stuff. You know, that's the stuff right there. Let me open up his mic. Go ahead, Brother Uriah. Brother Uriah, your mic is open.
Yeah, I'm just enjoying the conversation about yesterday's class. I thought it was, again, phenomenal class. It does make you think. I'm like Brother Uriah. You know, a couple of times I almost had to choke. I had to say, wait a minute, let me just step back for a minute and absorb this stuff. I think that's what's happening. Yeah. We're trying to absorb all of this. It's just amazing. And what I'm learning about your teaching is that you need the scripture within its context, which I think is so important. Can you begin to understand, you begin to see the meaning when you leave it in the context? I think the way we're brought up in Christianity, a lot of the scripture they use is out of context and you get a little confused. But when you put it back in its place, it makes a lot of sense, a lot. And I thank you for that, because everything's starting to come together.
I praise you. Hallelujah. It's something, when you really let that word do the talking, it do the talking. Man don't need to do nothing but let it do the talking, because it's doing it for itself.
That's the thing, though. It ain't just being in a Christian background. It's a lot of teachers, Hebrew Israelite teachers, Muslim teachers, whatever they may be. They get and they try to put their own spin on the doctrine instead of, like you said, let the word do the talking.
Yeah.
If you let the word do something, which is what you're doing, then you can start to eat this stuff a little bit and digest it. But as long as people blowing through that thing, I've been in church for a while myself, and never would I ever even thought any of what you teach. Never would. And they ain't come nowhere near close to even explaining none of that.
All praise to Yah, because I'm showing you what he showed me, and I'm just sharing with you what he showed me, because I was blew away. It took a long time for me. My mom kept saying, what is wrong with you? I was like, I can't even talk to you right now. It's some things I got to figure out first. When I figure this stuff out, I will share what I know. But this is some deep stuff. Like he said, the Lord is a spirit, and they that worship him in spirit and in truth. I said, that's the truth. That's a statement that is truly stated. However, it's not a statement of truth. Because even though he is a spirit, we were made in his likeness and in his image. So in order for him to have a likeness and an image, he had to have a silhouette. There had to be a being. That means that when you got legs, he got legs. You got hands, he got hands. You got hair, he got hair. You got feet, he got feet. So yes, he's a spirit, but he's a spirit being. Because you have to have an image. A spirit, a puff of smoke don't have an image. It's just a puff of smoke. And I was like, that's just a whole lot going on. Woo, I said, that's a lot going on. That's a lot. Man, that's a lot. And in his life, and he said, and wait a minute, then when you want to break it down, he said, and let them have dominion. And you know what? Genesis is my thing. That is my thing. I could stay in that for years and never come up out of there. Because, you know, it's like, wait a minute, where'd them come from? And then when he pulled her out, I said, oh, so there's a she. Oh, wait a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Then my mind said, well, are they in one body or is there two bodies or what's going on? Man, that's why I told him, when you start messing with that Godhead, you got to really sit down and brace yourself.
Yep.
You got to brace yourself.
Yes, you do.
But you can really see some stuff. You can really learn something. And it's like, this is a lot. You know, and he said, and let them have dominion. You know, and then, and so... You know, when you know that there's a them here, then there's a them there. You know, and it's the, you know, like they say, there's above, so below, as in heaven, as it is on heaven, as it is on earth. You know, that was the prayer. Ain't that what Yahweh Shai prayed? He said, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. You know?
Yep.
I don't know. I'm just trying to figure it out. I got to make sense. Nobody, it's like Brother Uriah said, it starts to make sense. You know, because the stuff that we've learned didn't make no sense. And it's like, that ain't making sense.
You know, we brought up, cherry picking scriptures too. You know, you read one scripture and get a whole thing out of that instead of reading the whole thing. To find out what the whole meaning is. So that's another issue that, you know, we from our past.
That's true. That is so very true. It is true, you know. And you remember a long time ago, I remember Brother Yerushalayim, you asked me, you was like, where is that scripture at that says that they can't be in the same, their powers can't be contained in the same dimension? And it's right here, and you got to just see what he's. You know, John 16:7, that's what he says. He says, nevertheless, I tell you the truth. He stops right there. He said, it is expedient for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, he said, if I leave, then I will send him unto you, which is supposed to be her. If you really look up the Aramaic and the Hebrew, the word was her before they changed it to him. So it's supposed to be a her, because there's always a male and a female. That's how we set this thing up. Y'all don't want this thing, right? You know the plant is male and female.
Mm-hmm.
The animals is male and female.
Mm-hmm.
You know? He said, I got to leave. We can't be here at the same time.
That's a whole lot of power.
It sure is. You better say that again. You know you better. Look, everybody pushing one now. I mean, everybody. Hold on. Area code 828. Your mic is open. You on the air.
It was very interesting, the teaching yesterday. Now,
yes,
I didn't even realize. I didn't even realize that the Bible just had all that information in it. I mean, if you just take your time and read it, I never did realize that. And when you said the Holy Spirit could possibly be here, I was just thinking that might be why people are waking up. So it was just really interesting. And it just gave me like something to think about when I read the Bible, that, you know, that means there may be something you may be missing. Read each word very carefully. So
yes,
thank
sir.
You for the teaching. It was amazing. That's all I had to say.
All right, praise Yah, hallelujah. Yeah, I mean, when you think about that they all were beings. Oh, we ain't gonna mess with all beings, you know, and they all have been here. How come she couldn't be here? Like he said, that may be the reason why we woke up the way we did. That's real talk. I'm serious. Yes, indeed. Because we know we got other beings that are here living among us. We know the angels walk among us that we don't know. We can't identify because they look like us. You know, we got all kind of stuff going on. We got the fallen angels down here that's walking among us that we can't identify. It's all kind of stuff that walk among us. We got hybrids down here that's walking among us that have mixed DNA that look like us. It's all kind of stuff going on down here. So why come she couldn't be here?
That's a fact.
I know I'm going to get some emails today. They flood my email box like, that can't be right. Let me show you the stuff. Oh, they send me the stuff. I just respectfully decline and disagree. But, yeah, that's what the word say. That's the word. That ain't me. Amen. That's why I said the word is powerful. It's sharper than any two-edged sword, dividing asunder the soul and the spirit. You know, it really do. It do its thing. It's like, man, oh, man. He said, I put my word above my name. Because how else are we going to get to know him? You know, people done told us about him. They done preached about him and all kind of stuff. They done sung about him and everything. But the only way to know him is through his word. That's it. Nothing else. His word is what tells us who he is and what we deal with.
And another thing in your lesson that stood out to me yesterday is when you said the disciples was not of this world. I never even thought about that. That they were in the glory before that. Never thought about it. And you brought it out. It just really made some other things connect. I thought that was awesome. Thank you for that teaching.
I am so glad because I was so quiet yesterday. I didn't know what was going on. I was like, wait a minute. Where they at? Are they still on? You know?
We're trying to absorb it all.
Yes. The Most High told them all the way through. He said, you are not of this world as I'm not of this world.
And they were chosen for that particular reason, because that's where they was not from here. They were from above. And they
yes,
were chosen.
They were.
Those 12. I thought that was amazing.
Yes, it was. Hallelujah. Yes, it was. All praises be to the Most High God. Yes, it was. That's all you can say is like, wow. That is some serious stuff right there. Wow. And that's the truth. That's what it is. That's exactly what it be. And he told them that. Now, how well they received that and all that kind of stuff, I'm not sure. But he made sure that he let them know. He said it in the prayer. And then he told them. You know, and it's like when he said, you are not of this world. You know, we thought in church, you don't do what the world do. That's how they play it. You don't do what the world do. That's why you different from the world, and we not of this world. No. That's why we didn't get the right meaning. And then the guy says, he says, I hear him say all the time, there's nationality, who I've heard so many other preachers say that. Nationality don't save you. It's the blood that saves you. And I'm like, well, wait a minute. He said, I came, that salvation is to the Jew first. Isn't the tribe of Judah a nationality?
Yeah.
And then he said, and then to the Gentile. Don't the Gentile come from Japheth?
Yeah.
Is that a nationality?
Yeah.
See, that's what I'm talking. That's the stuff. That's why I said, you know, that it's, I don't know who am I. We don't know none of y'all. We just feeling around at this thing. That's what it say. Yes, indeed. The truth. He said, I'm gonna tell you the truth of a truth. You know. It's just a whole nother situation. You know, so then that means that the 12 tribes of Israel didn't originate from the earth. And that
no,
of the tribe is both male and female. And that would explain why Israel gave Jacob his name. And deemed him a prince. That's deep. And you, like you said, and the way you can prove that is when the city come down, it ain't no door for the Gentiles. It ain't even a walkway, an open way for the Gentiles. Not one doorway.
All right.
And we used to sing that song all the time. There's 12 gates into the city. 1, 3 toward the east, to do the 3 toward the west. We used to sing that all the time. But them 12 gates represent the 12 tribes of Israel. And like Sister Yusanti, I said, if one-third came up missing and a third is what's being redeemed, then it still got to be two-thirds up there still. Got to be. This just ain't by happenstance, you know. It's just y'all, you know, that when you talk about the God of the universe, it is, his name is Yisrael. That is the name of the Word. He said, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with Yah, and the Word was Yah." And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. In the beginning was Yisrael. How do we know that? 2 Chronicles 7:14 say, if my people who are called by my name, and we all through that book, we are the children of Yisrael, will humble themselves and pray. I mean, it's just right there in plain black and white.
Yeah.
Crucial. It's hard for people to accept. It's hard for people to deal with. It's hard for them to see it because they haven't seen. They've been looking everywhere but where they should have been looking because of the way we've been taught. That's how we was taught. We was taught that. You know, and it was a beautiful smoke screen that they created because they was able to go into the Word and create a whole nother narrative, and as long as you didn't study, it made sense to a point. You know. That's a lot. I mean, oof, Lord, have mercy. Yes, indeed. I mean, it's been an experience. And you know, and when you realize that you ain't even finished touching it, you just ain't finished, he's looking like, oh, my goodness, what is next? Oh, Lord, have mercy. Oh. Oh. But again, you know, he said, my people perish for a lack of knowledge. And, you know, they can't get it unless they study. You got to study. And he'll open it up. He said, if you knock, he'll open the door. If you ask, he'll give it to you. If you seek, you'll find. Don't hide it. It's in plain black and white, but he has to reveal it unto you. You know? You really do. That it's possible that she's walking the earth. That black girl is walking around here. That she's an Elohim. You know? And that's why it's so much hatred for the black woman. You just don't know. You know, at that point it's possible. No. It's just something, it's just powerful. And like you said, when you think you know something, you gotta start all over again. Like, man, I don't know nothing. I don't know. I just don't know. I don't know. Ooh, it's a lot. I just don't know. You know, that's why yesterday I had to mute some people's phones because those are not the classes, those kind of classes you don't debate. It's too much powerful information in it. You know, if you don't get it, you just have to come to the next class and listen first. You know, and like you said, everybody else was quiet, they was taking notes, you know, but some people want to debate and those ain't the classes for that. You have to listen because like I said, Supernatural Saturday is when we go above what you normally are taught. This, you know, this is something totally different. When we get ready to turn the corner and go into something else, you just got to be quiet and you got to listen. Even if you don't understand it, just write it down, you know what I'm saying, and deal with it that way. And I know that we have an open forum and people feel like, you know, well, I don't understand that because that wasn't that day. That wasn't for yesterday. That wasn't. We had to have some uniformity. Everybody had to be quiet and just take it all in. Like you said, people had to absorb it. You know, and you got people that want to go back and forth. They want to challenge. They want that. It wasn't a day for that. We have to really be able. I'm starting now to really begin to take control of the class so that we can move to the next level because we can't keep waiting for people to catch up. Not on the Sabbath because we got to move forward. You know, that's when you have to come, you know, if you got questions or that kind of stuff, you have to come during the week. You know, when we're on here reading scriptures, and then you can bring your questions up. But the Sabbath day when, you know, if it's like, because everybody, well, this ain't on topic. No, we ain't going off topic. We going to stay on the topic because this is the topic. Because, you know, you change the direction we going, that throw everybody off. You know, because he told you, he said, I'm going to make you in my likeness and in my image. And if it's two of them, then it's got to be two of them. Got to be. If it's male and female here, it's got to be male and female there. Got to be. Got to be. That's why Malcolm was telling me that one little girl was on the internet tonight. There's now 260-something different genders. I said, no, it ain't but two. Now, you might have made up 260-some other names to be called he, she, they, and the, but it's only male and female in the world that the Most High created on this planet. It's only male and female. Now, you might call yourself he, the, they, and thus, but it's only male and female, according to the Elohim that created all of this, you know. And we're the only voice that he has in the earth is us. To be able to say, no, that ain't how this go. It go like this. Now, if that's what you want to call yourself, that's fine. You call yourself whatever. If they let you call yourself that, that's fine, too, if that's what you want to do. But it's only male and female. You can't be nothing else. Because that's how, that is the form that he is in his likeness and in his image. That's how we was made. And we were wonderfully and fearfully made. And that, and I'll say it again, that's why a lot of our groups are off balance, because it's all male, and we got to quit being mad at each other, because it has to be a balance between male and female. It has to be. No, but that's the power that she has. She, like you said, that's yielding a whole lot of power. For both of them to be at the same time? Nah, it wasn't going to happen. It couldn't happen. It really couldn't happen. Shoot, this place would have liked to have exploded. They couldn't take him just by himself. He just shook up the whole world with just the things that he did by himself. Her too? Mm-mm. But like you said, once she gone, this really going to be some evil stuff jumping off them, boy. She holding a whole lot of stuff down that they can't get too far gone. But, you know, I love to go through this with you guys, because it is the meeting of the minds. And when the Israelites really start thinking and putting their mind together, you'd be like, wow. What kind of Elohim is this? You know, what in the world? You know, and then he'd be like, oh, that ain't nothing. You getting excited over there. Let me show you this. It's like, wait. Let me play catch up. I still ain't got this together. wait. You know, powerful stuff. It's some powerful stuff. You know. And I remember when I used to teach Sunday school, they gave me the teenagers. Man, me and them teenagers used to go through it in their class. It was to the point where the kids was telling the parents, now, come on, now, you can't make me late for Sunday school. I got to be on time. Right? Now, our class, we used to have too much fun in that class. But that's, you know, when you really start digging and searching in that word, that's what you're going to get. You know? Just think, he gave Joseph a kingdom. He was second in command in Egypt. Daniel was the assistant to the four kings. Not one, but four of them. He gave Esther a kingdom. All for the sake of saving Israel. When the city got surrounded and they was coming after Elisha and Gehazi, he sent a whole military army that wasn't even from this dimension on the backside of the mountain to take out a human army for two people. Two people! I mean, it's something else, I'm telling you. You just be sitting there like, man, what kind of Elohim is this? I get excited. I get excited. I want to know more. It's like, tell me more. You know? All praises. Area code 928. Your mic is open. You're on the air.
Hi. Yeah. Shalom. I was just reading this morning. You remember when COVID started, and I hate to be off the topic, but I think this is relevant to the community. You remember when COVID started, they were saying that they were trying to kill black people. That's the word that went out, that they were trying to kill black people. Well, today I was studying Dr. Campbell. I usually do a lot of research. I was studying Dr. Campbell, and they said that the deaths that related to COVID, his name is Dr. Campbell, are related to the Neanderthal gene, the genetics of the Neanderthal gene. And I just found that strange that they were trying to do something to us. They were trying to do something to us, but the Most High must have turned it around, because they're saying that it was the Neanderthal gene. You're twice as likely to die from the COVID. And they found that his research, he does a lot of research, this white doctor. So he was putting it out there.
To be honest with you, they put a lot of stuff out there. And that's why I say, that's what I'm talking about when I say don't get off topic. Because right now we're talking about the Elohim. We're not talking about COVID. We're not talking about the Neanderthal man. We're talking about the Elohim today. And that's what I'm talking about. This is a perfect example of what I meant. So we're not even going to entertain that. We're going to stay where we are, because Yah is far more interesting than them. They're going to say a whole lot of stuff for us all over with. And as far as we know, they've done nothing but lie through this whole thing. So when you talk about Yah, that gives everybody hope and encouragement. These are the things that we don't pay attention to anymore, because they can say, well, a pair of lips to say anything. Real talk. And when you're talking about the Most High, Yah, because that's what we were talking about, and that's why you have to be able to stay on topic. That's exactly one of the reasons why we have to stay on topic. So, you know, this is what I mean. When you really understand who this Elohim is, he is a powerful Elohim. He is. And everybody don't understand it. Everybody don't get it. It just don't register with everybody. But when it starts to click, you like, wow. They can't go there. Some people can't even go there. Their mind won't even let them go there. And it's too heavy for them to think about. It really, really is, you know. So I just, you know, I don't mean no harm and no disrespect. But right now, we're talking about him. This is all about him. You know, we just going to stay where we are. Anybody else have a comment about the class yesterday? Anything you want to discuss about the class yesterday? You know, whether you liked it, disliked it, because everybody was telling me how much they enjoyed it and how powerful it was. So, you know, we just have to let you know, everybody get where they at. But, you know, I think it was, like I said, when y'all get quiet, they've already told me, when we get quiet, don't stop. Because I be thinking you're not paying attention. They like, no, when we ain't saying nothing, we listening. So all praises be to the Most High, Yah, and all of that kind of stuff, you know, because we dealing with some, and we have some serious enemies here. We really do. We really, really do. But guess what? Nobody can keep us. And that, you know what's so amazing about that Bible? Is that it's just a book with some words on the page. It is. It's just a book with some words on the page. But them words is so powerful, it will take you there. It really will. Anybody else have anything you want to share with us? Anybody have anything else that you want to share with us today? Because I know we're getting ready to, Brother Uriah, you want to talk about the new moon ceremony again for us?
Yes, we celebrate the new moon celebrating actually tomorrow night at sundown. So we'll be calling in on this line that we're on now, and that we don't buy or sell anything for 24 hours until Tuesday evening. And hopefully everybody can come on tomorrow night.
Okay, we're going to be on the class line, not the radio show line, right?
Yes, excuse me, I meant to say the class line, yes.
Okay, cool. We're going to be on the class line tomorrow night. And one of the sisters had decided that she going to help me. I'm going to open up her mic so she can make an announcement. Area code 717, your mic is open. You're on the air. Since you there, 717? Maybe she's not at the phone. Let me give her a minute to be at the phone. Oh, wait. I think she's coming. Hold on. I'm going to open up your mic again. Area code 717. Your mic is up. You're on the air. Maybe there's something wrong with her phone. I don't know. But anyway,
And just to make that clear, Sister Yaya, you better set a time like 8:30. I think it gets dark where I'm at 8:30. So everybody knows time.
Okay. Mm-hmm. On Monday, we're going to meet on our class line where we're going to be able to do what we need to do. And then we're going to celebrate the Feast of Weeks on next Sunday at even. From Sunday at even to Monday at even. We're going to celebrate the Feast of Weeks. So we got that together. So I got one of the sisters that's going to help me to keep up with the High Holy Days, you know, and we're going to start putting everybody back in their positions and stuff because I need help. I can't think of everything by myself. So I definitely need some help. And, you know, the Feast of Weeks is going to be next Sunday at 8:30 in the evening. We're going to meet on the class line, initiate it off, and then we're going to celebrate that. And then I think we go through the summer before we actually have any more High Holy Days that will be in September. So we definitely want to give you all that information so you'll have it. Our website should be up next week. Probably, I would say, around Tuesday at the latest. Probably Wednesday, we have a brand new website. I want you guys to give it a look over when we send it. It's not up yet, but it's the same web address. It's www.noy for Nancy Oscar Yellow, and then the word Monarch, MONARCH.US. That's our website address. That's always been our website address, and that will always be our website address as long as the Most High allow it to be that way. So we will. We got a whole brand new website. It's real nice. I'm kind of pleased with it, and we still putting some things together per suggestion of some of our members. And we coming along right nicely. So, you know, we all praises. Our YouTube channel is Yehuda Project. It's just those two words, Yehuda Project. You'll know them because either we have a blue page or a gray page with the scriptures on it. So some of our older classes have pictures and stuff attached to them. So please follow our YouTube page because a lot of our teachings are on there, you know, and our Blog Talk Radio show, of course, is on Sunday. So we're excited about that. And like I said, just keep, you know, let the Most High lead you and do whatever it is you need to do because we're excited about what we're learning. You know, as we get to know him, we understand him, we can kind of sit back and relax, you know, because he said, be anxious for nothing. But in all things, through prayer and supplication, make your request known unto the Most High. So we going to do those things. We really are. We're going to do those things because he know we're ready to go. But there's an appointed time for that as well. You know, so that's where we are today. All praises be to the Most High Yah. You know, so we just want to say all praises to Yah. We thank him for this day and for this is the day that he's made. And we rejoice and we're glad about it. Anything anybody else want to suggest or offer before we dismiss? You know, so hopefully, you know, we'll have a newsletter out soon. We're going to work on that once we get the website up, you know, so you guys can kind of, if you want to, like, put in articles or recipes or anything like that, you can do that. We have that available. We're going to have, like, a health corner for vitamins and things that we've come up with and, you know, all kind of the latest of what's going on around the world, what's going on with the Israelites. And, you know, we're just going to live our culture. We just do it, developing our culture, you know, to the best of our ability with what we know where we are because of where we are, you know. And we try to stick together and learn how to love each other instead of hating on each other. And that's what this is. This is what it is. And I know there's a lot of groups out there that do things different. We don't do those things. We don't believe in multiple wives. We don't believe in, and we're not a hate group. We don't do all those things. We just try to live the life that he wants us to live to the best of our ability, you know, until he decides that it's time for us to be delivered. And that's what we're waiting on. We have both male and female here, you know, and it's a blessing, you know, because the men are very active and they do things. You know, they are the ones who pretty much take care of things. And that's what we do. So, if there is nothing else, I'm not going to talk all the way till 5 o'clock. Anybody have anything you want to say? Now is the time to push one. Brother Uriah and Brother Yerushalayim, you guys can take it out for me with last words. Hold on. I think Sis just pushed one. 717. Area code 717, your mic is open.
Yes. Hi. I was driving on the highway. I couldn't talk, but I don't know if you want to mention about Sunday coming up, June 19th, the Feast of Fruits.
Okay. Go ahead.
That we'll
yes,
be celebrating
ma'am.
On Sunday at sundown on June 19th until the following day, Monday at sundown, will be Feast of Fruits. You can cook, you can barbecue, grill, and we'll focus on the Messiah, which is all about him. He's the first fruit. So we'll be celebrating that on Sunday coming, June 19th, until Monday sundown.
All right, sounds
and
like
we'll have a shofar blowing. Yeah, shofar blowing, and we'll read some scriptures.
Sounds good. Now, you know Sunday is Father's Day, and we're not going to have a radio show on Sunday because it is Father's Day, but we will come on the class at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time to kick off the Feast of Fruit. So we'll be on there on that class at 8:30, but next Sunday is Father's Day, so we won't have a class next Sunday. All right, everybody. Well, if there is nothing else, I have enjoyed the show as usual. All praises. Brother Uriah, what would you like to say to people before we dismiss?
I'd just like to let the people know to be encouraged and that the Most High is still in control, and I will pray for all my brothers and sisters. Hallelujah.
All right. Hallelujah. Brother Yerushalayim?
I want to piggyback off brother and say, yes, stay encouraged. Keep your prayers up. And let's start. Let's keep loving on one another and get ready to go home.
Hallelujah. All praise be. And it's what they said. We're going to go out on that note. Shalom, shalom, everybody. Have a wonderful rest of your week. Good night.